The American Constitution Society for Law and Policy is the nation's leading progressive legal organization. One of their scholars, Professor Bill Marshall from the University of North Carolina Law School, was in Laramie this week speaking at the University of Wyoming Law School, and we asked him to stop by and discuss Supreme Court nominee Judge Neil Gorsuch and why he has concerns about Gorsuch and his take on the Constitution. Professor Marshall begins by explaining how he sees things.
I'm a part of the American Constitution Society, and I think we take a look at the Constitution as the way it was originally interpreted, actually, by Chief Justice John Marshall, who said that, and this is a quote, "This is a Constitution we are expounding, and it's intended to endure." And let me paraphrase a bit. That means it has to apply in the current context. So for example, if you read the Constitution clearly, it authorizes an army and a navy. It doesn't authorize an air force. An air force would be technically unconstitutional under a originalist, textualist view of the Constitution. But the way that I read the Constitution is that the Constitution is meant to accommodate changes in context. And if we need an air force, which we do, the Constitution should be read to allow that.
Mm-hmm. So as you've looked at maybe some of his rulings, you know, look at his stance, I mean, what have you been able to glean?
Well, let me say, I mean, from everything I understand about Judge Gorsuch, he's an immensely likable person. He's certainly skilled in the law. I believe that the philosophy that he's espousing, however, is this theory of originalism is one that really doesn't hold as much water as its advocates claim. Judge Gorsuch, no doubt, has a brilliant legal mind. My biggest objection to his being confirmed to the United States Supreme Court is that the slot actually belongs to Merrick Garland.
Yeah.
And what's happened in our history is that we've seen this constant escalation of one party going after another so they don't work with each other anymore. And the only way you get people on the Supreme Court is either if they have no record at all or if you're lucky enough to be able to control the Senate at the same time you win the presidency. I don't think the framers had in mind this kind of polarization. And what I understand that a lot of people might like tactically what Senator McConnell did in holding up the Merrick Garland nomination, but I think it's bad for the country in the long run because it's going to lead to retaliation. And by the way, if the Democrats had done the same thing, I would have been out there criticizing.
As you look at Judge Gorsuch, what would you expect from him? A lot of people have compared him to Justice Scalia. Is that sort of what you're looking for?
I think that's what we're going to see. I think he will try to apply an originalist kind of mode, relying very heavily on text and history. And by the way, history and text are, of course, relevant to constitutional interpretation. They're just not everything. You have to take a look at the context that you're in. Where I'm concerned is that he might not take the context that we're in as seriously as I think Chief Justice John Marshall would have asked him to had Chief Justice John Marshall been around today.
Is there a case or two that particularly concerns you?
Well, last year there were a few cases that went to 4-4. One of them being, for example, the question of whether or not mandatory union dues violated the First Amendment. And this was not mandatory union dues to be used for political activity by the unions. This was union dues to be used to help them engage in collective bargaining. Justice Scalia probably would have voted to strike down mandatory union views. I think Judge Gorsuch will probably join that if he gets to the Supreme Court, which I think is very likely. And I think that really overstates what the First Amendment is. I don't think it's particularly originalist. Mm-hmm. I don't think the originalists, the framers would have ever found this to be problematic. And I think it seriously undercuts the viability of the labor movement.
Justice Roberts has surprised people, though, with some of his rulings. Any chance you might see Judge Gorsuch surprise?
Yeah, sure. There's always a possibility that any judge will surprise you. Chief Justice Roberts is really an institutionalist more than he is an originalist. The only real originalist left on the court right now is Justice Thomas. And when I say an institutionalist, Chief Justice Roberts is concerned about matters of separation of powers and keeping the ability for the Congress to check the president or the courts to be able to rule the way they do. So, yes, I do think that, you know, we might see Judge Gorsuch joining Chief Justice Roberts on on issues of executive power, for example, because I do think that from what I read from Judge Gorsuch, he's also a strong institutionalist.
Professor William Marshall is, Bill Marshall is how he likes to be called, is from the University of North Carolina Law School and is here visiting a number of University of Wyoming students talking about some of these issues. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Bob.